We learned yesterday that Jamaal Charles was named AFC Offensive Player of the Week and also AP Offensive Player of the Week. And we're excited about that for Jamaal and also for his teammates. You know, a runner, he can't make any yards if he doesn't have anybody blocking for him. And that says a lot about those offensive linemen and the job that they did for him to be able to be named Offensive Player of the Week. So we feel good about that, and hopefully he can continue to do good things. Probably some of the big news of the day is that the NFL and the officials reached an agreement, and we knew that they've been working on it for a while, and now that it has been signed, then NFL officials will be working the games going forward. And so, you know, those guys have good experience. They do a good job of what they do. And so having those guys back will be good. I told our guys, I said, the guys who can impact the game the most are the guys sitting in the room and the way we play. And so that's what we're going to do to try to play better so that we can have a chance to win against the Chargers going forward. On the injury situation, Boss is not practicing today. Hillis will not practice. Limited, Kendrick Lewis is limited, but he's running around a little bit, so we'll see how he does today. Same thing with McCluster. He's going to have to get a brace for his elbow and see how that works out. Wally is limited. He's doing a little bit. Breston didn't practice yesterday. His knees were sore. He tried to, but it didn't feel good about it. So then we put him on the bike, and so he's going to try again today to see what he can get done. Terribio is still limited, but he's getting some work done and making some progress. Jake O'Connell is limited, and he's making progress. Dwayne Bowe will be limited today because of his thigh, and he came out and he tried it yesterday. And then after practice, he complained about some soreness, and so we're going to rest him today a little bit. So we'll put him through individuals and see what that looks like, and then kind of go from there. Ryan Lilja, he's limited. You know, he did a little bit yesterday. He'll do a little bit today, and then we'll see if we can get these guys to the game on Sunday and kind of go from there. But we're going to try to get a good work day in as for preparation for the game and move forward with the preparation. So with that, I'll open it up.
Jamaal was pretty open about how maybe a sense of relief or whatever happened in the big game, and that maybe there were still some doubts there that now have been erased, and he says he feels so much better now. Had you noticed him at all being a little tentative in the first couple of games or not?
Well, as I mentioned before, from my experience, guys coming back from major injury, they're always concerned about whether they will be able to get back or not, you know. And sometimes after they take the first hit, then they said, okay, hey, I'm good and I can go, and they don't worry about it anymore. And evidently in Jamaal's case, after, you know, having a big work day and a good production day, he feels better about where he is. But I never felt like that the knee was going to be a major problem or anything like that. We always tried to manage the number of reps early because we knew that coming off that kind of injury, we didn't want to overwork it early. But we tried to manage it, you know, during training camp and everything to, so that he could gain confidence in it. And now, evidently, all he needed was that big game and that big work day to convince himself that he was where he needed to be.
He's starting to take an eraser to the record book in a lot of areas. Define Jamaal Charles as a running back. I mean, what other than the raw speed, with lots of fast guys, what makes him a six yards a carry guy?
Well, you know what? He's got a good knack and vision. A lot of runners have vision, and if you can have vision to find the seam, then you got a chance to get into the seam and let your speed kind of help you from that point. But he can see the seam, put his foot in the ground, and make a cut to get to where the seam is. And the seam is not always in front of you. You know, sometimes the seam is outside, sometimes the seam is back behind you. And having that vision and being able to put his foot in the ground and get back to the seam, that's one of the big things about him as a runner.
I know you had to play him some earlier, but looks like Drone's going to have to play a little more this week. What do you like about him as a runner?
Well, Sean has a toughness about him, and the thing, Sean, he has to prove that he's good enough every time he gets the ball, and he's got that mindset that he has something to prove. And I think that when he touches the ball, he tries to prove that he's good enough and that he's worthy, and that makes him a pretty effective runner.
Is he your best pass protector among your backs? Is that a fair thing to say?
I don't know if I would say that, but he's conscientious about pass protection.
But you're comfortable with him doing that, right?
Yeah.
I assume you've been happy with him on special teams as well?
So yeah, he's doing a good job on teams. Yeah.
With where you guys were running back coming into the season, would he have made the team if he hadn't had that ability on special teams? Was he good enough as a runner to keep?
Yeah, I think he's good enough as a runner because, see, we saw it last year when he was running on a show team against the defense, some of his quickness, acceleration, and things like that. And that was beginning to show up last year. And the fact that he can help on special teams, that just makes him more valuable.
Does that cause an adjustment in play calling that you're not going to have, like, the big physical back this week, or you might not have the big physical back? Has that changed the offensive strategy at all?
No, I don't think so because, I mean, Jamal, he's not a big physical back, and so I don't think that changes it at all.
Romo, do certain refs have a certain style? So, like, when you get your referee assignment, do you sort of know what you're going to get out of a certain referee?
Some refs, you know, have a style or have a philosophy, but I think the biggest thing is the crew overall. You know, what does that crew call? What are they looking for? You know, and they all have a little bit of a track record about the calls that they make. And then as the weeks go on, then sometimes there's an emphasis in the league on particular things that are happening, you know. And so I think the biggest thing is the crew as a unit, and then what does that crew look for and what do they call?
So when you get your assignment, I mean, you have an idea of the way the game's going to be called, you know, a couple of days before. Would that be fair to say?
I don't know. I don't think you can say you have an idea of how it's going to be called. You'll have an idea of what their big calls are and the calls that they've made the most of, you know. So you can talk to your guys about not pass interference, you know, or offensive holding. But now, does that eliminate the calls? No, not really. You know, and then the calls are tempered by the teams that you play or that they have worked, you know, because some teams are more penalized than other teams. And so if they are working a highly penalized team, then they're going to have more calls. If they're working a low penalized team, then they're not going to have as many calls, you know. But overall, it kind of averages out over the long haul, and then you can see that, okay, these calls are important calls that they look for.
You know, it seems that maybe 3-4 times a year, the league office has this point of emphasis that week with the officials. Do they ever tell you guys that this week the point of emphasis is going to be to cut back on contact, or do you find out just like everybody else does?
Yeah, we find out like everybody else does.
Coach, do you expect the game to be quicker this weekend? The first three games have been 10 minutes longer than a usual NFL game. Do you expect the speed to be back to usual?
Well, these guys are a little rusty, too, you know, and so even though that this week is the first week back, but it should be a little quicker because I think that they will be more definitive about the calls that they make, and it should go a little faster.
Wide receivers have maybe been pushing the envelope a little bit as far as physical contact. I would say, in my view anyway, that Dwayne has been kind of being extra physical and has maybe used to shove off. Or is that something you got to warn the guys back? Because it seems like the replacement officials weren't calling that much on the offensive guys.
Well, I think you have to see how the game goes, you know. And if something occurs in the game and they're calling, you know, offensive pass interference, then you talk to your guys about, hey, look, they're calling this now. You know, you got to be careful. But I don't think.
But not beforehand.
Not beforehand, no.
In general, how would you define a North Turner offense?
North has a good combination of run and play action, and then coverage beater passes in the drop back passing game.
You guys have tangled a lot.
Yeah, we have, and they've been tough games and close games. And you know, I guess since 2010, since I've been here, we've kind of split with them. You know, we've won here and they've won down there, but they've been good games.
There was a game, he was in Miami, you were in New England,
mm-hmm.
You shut him out 12-0. You have any memory of that game at all?
Not really. Where was it?
It was in Miami, actually.
Played down in Miami?
Fiedler was the quarterback, Ricky Williams the running back.
Okay, well, I would have been concerned about Ricky for sure. No, I don't recall the game itself. I'd have to go back and look at the stats.
Coach, when you look at the Chargers, what did Atlanta do so effectively against them that made them look so different than the first 2 weeks?
Well, I think that as you look at games, things that occurred during the course of the game impact the score. And there were some turnovers. That San Diego had some turnovers in that game that against a good football team like Atlanta is, that forces you to get behind, and then it forces you to press, and then sometimes it goes from bad to worse. And so that kind of happened.
Romeo, have the league told you what the refereeing crew is going to be for this game?
I don't know yet, but usually they'll send out an email telling you what crew that you have, who will be working. And usually I see that about Friday, you know.
So you're on email, but not on Twitter, is that
No, well, my assistant is on email, okay?
Yeah, I know you touched on this the other day. Your staff put out some stats that over his last 8 games, Justin Houston's like second in the league in sacks. Just what are his attributes? I mean, what's his secret to the sack?
Well, I think he has good combination of speed and power, and first step quickness, and then plus, like we've talked in here, he's gotten better. He understands the game better. He understands his responsibilities better. And so I think that allows him to be more relaxed as a player, which then can help you be productive, you know, when the ball is snapped.
Of course, he's playing on the strong side. So he just can't be a pass rusher, can he? I mean, he's got to be as concerned with the run. I mean, is he becoming a complete left outside linebacker?
Sure. Yeah.
What did you sing?
Well, like I say, he's big, strong, physical, got first-step quickness, and he does a good job. I mean, you know, and he's gotten better. Like I said, he understands his responsibilities. He does a good job of preparing during the week to understand what the opponent will try to do to him, and then that helps him be successful.
Is Jarrell Poe now your starting nose tackle?
No, not yet.
He was in there with the base for the New Orleans game. How did he play?
Well, he did decent, you know, really, because he hadn't been playing that much. And then he was able to come in there and do some things. And Jarrell is a strong young man, and so his strength helped him, you know, in that game. The biggest thing that he has to continue to work on is his block recognition and reaction to different blocks.
Has more interceptions against you guys by far than any other team. What have you been able to do to be effective against him?
Well, I don't know, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, we try to mix things up to give him something else to think about rather than show him the same thing all the time. And, you know, then we try to take away his weapons. The guys he likes to go to, try to take those guys away, make him go somewhere else with the ball. And sometimes if you hold the ball and then you have to, you know, release it at the last minute, it doesn't get where you want it to go exactly right. And so then sometimes you might be able to come up with a turnover then.
Coach,
Roy, you had to have a DJ out on the practice field again today? Or there were the tunes cranking yesterday, man. The win and you get the music during a stretch? Or?
Are you applying for the job?